playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites. This is Jam FM. It is time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with Kathy Sear, the clerk for the municipality of Wawa. First of all, thank you very much for joining me.
Well, thank you very much, Daniel, for inviting me to come and speak today.
So, the municipal election is coming up. In fact, nominations have opened as of May 2nd. So, we wanted to talk a bit about the important things people need to know if they'd like to be a candidate. And I guess one of the big questions is, what qualifications are required to be a candidate?
So, Daniel, to be eligible to run for office, firstly, you need to be a resident of the municipality of Wawa, whether you're an owner or tenant of land, or the spouse of an owner or tenant of land in Wawa. You must be a Canadian citizen. You must be at least 18 years of age.
Okay, now I know there are also a few things that would disqualify you from being a candidate. What does disqualify people from being a candidate?
A person may be prohibited from voting if they are currently serving a sentence of imprisonment in a penal or correctional institution, if they are a corporation, an executor or trustee of an estate, if they've been convicted of corrupt practices described in the Municipal Act, or they were a candidate in the 2018 election and failed to file their financial statements. I am pleased to report that we don't have anyone who fits in that section, that they failed to file their financial statements. And of course, a member of parliament is unable to run, a judge is unable to run, a member of the Senate is unable to run. And there's a number of other positions with the government that people are not permitted to run.
Okay, so in that case, they'd have to step down from that role in order to run in the election.
That is correct. So even a municipal employee, if they decided they wanted to run, they would either have to resign from their position or they would have to take a leave of absence of their position. And then after election day, depending if they're elected or not. If they're elected, then they have to resign. If they were unsuccessful and they were only on a leave of absence, they may return to their former positions.
Now that we know who can, what does a potential candidate need to do to become a candidate?
So first of all, they need to obtain the nomination papers. These papers are available at the municipal offices, or if they wish, they can go onto our website and the nomination paper is available for anyone wishing to run for a position on council or one of the four school boards. In order for a person to file their papers, they will have to pay a filing fee. The rates vary depending on what you're filing for. If a person is running for mayor, the filing fee for that position is $200. All other candidate filing fees are $100. So that would be for both municipal councillor or school board trustee.
And it's the same process for a trustee as it would be for a councillor or mayoral candidate?
That is correct. When a person decides that they want to file their nomination papers, they are asked to come in person to the town hall. They need to bring with them two pieces of ID showing their name, their qualifying address, and a signature so that we can verify who they are.
Once they've done all of that, once someone's filled out the forms, made the payments, does that mean they're automatically on the ballot?
Not necessarily. We won't be able to certify candidates until after nomination day, which would be on Monday, August the 22nd. One of the most important things that an individual must do is ensure that their name is on the voters list. So in order to do that, we do have on our website that a person may go in and have a look to see if they're actually on the list, and it's so important for individuals to do this. MPAC has provided the municipality with a link to voter lookup, so an individual can enter their name, their date of birth, or their address, and it will tell you if your name is on the voters list or not. If you're not on the voters list, you have that ability to be added. Once the voter lookup option is no longer available, which would be in September, then at that point you would have to come to the town office and we can add your name to the voters list.
You referenced it, but when is the cutoff for candidates to declare and go through that process of trying to become a candidate?
Individuals may file their nomination papers between the period of May the 2nd, starting at 8:30 a.m., through to Thursday, August the 18th at 4:30 p.m. So we are open Monday to Friday, so an individual may come in any day to file, with the exception of weekends, of course. And then on nomination day, the time period is slightly shortened. So the nomination time is from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m., and that is on the 19th of August.
We've obviously got a number of other things that candidates should know? For instance, learn more about the role or responsibilities of a counselor or mayor or school board trustee. Where can potential candidates find out more information?
So the Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing does have the candidates guide available on their website as well as the municipality. And we do have paper copies of the candidates guide for those persons who wish to obtain a copy of it.
Well, thank you very much for your time today.
Well, thank you.
Once again, that is Kathy Sear, the clerk for the municipality of Wawa, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.